T-Mobile 5G internet keeps getting better. Boost your connection to harder-to-reach places with home internet plus and get internet right where you want it.
With Wi-Fi that reaches the attic, I finally have a home office.
Get a free upgrade to T-Mobile home internet plus while supplies last. Home internet plus starts at $50 a month with autopay in any voice line. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/home internet.
During congestion, customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reductions using greater than 1.2 terabytes per month due to data prioritization. After $20 bill credit plus $5 per month without autopay, debit or bank account required. Regulatory fees included for qualifying accounts. $35 connection charge applies.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
What's happening, Bills Mafia? It is Joe Miller, and you have tuned into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Joe Miller. And as always, you can find me at Joe Miller Wired on Twitter. And I am currently sitting in the airport at the Starbucks in Kansas City, Missouri. And there are people around me, and there is noise around me, and there are people looking at me and smiling and thinking that I am completely out of my mind. And to be honest with you, I don't care. If there is a day that I don't care, it is today, because our Buffalo Bills took care. And when I say took care of the Denver Broncos, I mean we literally took care of the Denver Broncos today. I don't have great notes. I did not have time, as my plane just got delayed. So this whole weekend has been an escapade. This whole weekend has been like, I came into this weekend with some plans, what I would say prepared, or what I felt was being somewhat prepared, and all of them pretty much went to crap. My hope and my expectation was to get here, spend some time with a friend, reconnect with a friend, my best friend from college. I went to Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, and my best friend is, he lives in Lee's Summit, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City. So I flew in on Thursday night, and we have not seen each other in about 13 years. And my plan, my anticipation, my expectation was to spend Friday with him, spend Saturday with him, spend the morning on Sunday with him. I wanted to go to Al's, to the Bills Backers Bar. And I wanted to, from there, he had a commitment this evening, and my expectation was that he would drop me off, or I should say leave me there when he had to leave. And I would just Uber over to the airport when I was done, and I was hoping to tape this show live from Al's. However, that did not work out. None of those plans worked out for me. And at one point, I tweeted out this morning that there was a moment where I did not think I was going to actually be able to watch the game at all live. Luckily, my wife was taping it at home. It was set to record at home on the DVR. And then the biggest breakthrough for me was basically the Bills Mafia Facebook page that I have not been super happy with and have been somewhat critical with came through for me as it was being live streamed. The game was being live streamed on the Bills Mafia page. So I was able to watch the game on my phone, my little iPhone, which was probably not the best viewing experience. However, I did get to take in the game. So here I am now. He has dropped me off at the airport. My plane, I just found out, got delayed. My flight into Chicago. And then I'm going from Chicago into Buffalo tonight. If anybody wants to meet me at the Buffalo airport with chicken wings, I think I fly in at 12. That would be amazing. I don't expect it, but that's kind of a joke. Anyways, my flight just got delayed 45 minutes. But here I sit in the Kansas City airport, taping the Overreaction Sports Podcast. That is how much I am committed to you, the average Buffalo Bills listener. So here I am, I call myself or consider myself the common man. And as the common man, I'm sitting here trying to reach out to the common people, the common folks who are part of this great thing that we call Bills Mafia, the Bills Nation. But man, what a game today. What a game. I'm going to try to work through my notes. I don't expect this show to be super, super long. I'm on a high. And I think you guys are on a high, too. You know, this was, I told you guys on Thursday's show, the special edition of the Friday show, I told you guys that if there were three games that scared me, if there were three games that concerned me, those three games easily were the Broncos game, the Jets game, and then the Steelers game. And we've already put one of them away. We've put the Broncos game away, which basically we are now at 8-3. We are in the driver's seat, guys. We are in position to go to the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. And this time it isn't a fluke. As much as we have an easy schedule, as much as we are benefactors of an easy schedule, as much as we are in the middle of a rebuild process, as much as we are staring at what I would call an unfinished product, not only in our team as a whole, but also in our quarterback, we are in the driver's seat of going to the playoffs for the second time in 3 years, and this time not getting on a fluke, or not getting there on a fluke Cincinnati Bengal win over the Ravens, having somebody else get us there for us. We are literally in the driver's seat of getting us there on our own, primarily based on what I would call and admit, and I think all of us would admit as well, that it is an easy schedule. This was, for the first time in 15 years, we didn't get the Patriots coming off their bye. For the first time in 15 years, we didn't get every number one seed that we had to play from whatever division or number two seed coming in off their bye. For the very first time in 15 years, we are actually benefactors of an easy schedule, and I'm not gonna apologize for it. So this is an incredible moment. 8-3. We're not there yet. There's still work to be done. But we went into this game, a windy game, a weather game, and we put away a team that we should have put away. And not just put away. We beat them convincingly. And I know that 20-3 doesn't scream like a convincing win, but when you look at the stats of that football game, when you consider the defense that the Denver Broncos have, now I know that their offense is not great. But even inside of that offense that is not great, their strengths matched up well with our weakness. We are strong on the pass defense. Strong. Number 3 in the NFL. They are weak in the pass offense. They are strong on running offense. Philip Lindsay. He is good. We saw a little bit of his wiggle today. He is on my fantasy team. I'll just admit it. He is my third string running back, and he is solid. And our rush defense has been a little bit suspect this year. However, we went in with a game plan today, both on offense and on defense, that took care of business. So if I'm going to give you some stats today, if you haven't seen them already, that might be surprising to you. If you have seen them, just bear with me. Brandon Allen today throwing the football. 10 of 25, 82 yards. With an interception. He had one fantasy football point today. And I think that may have come off of his run. Didn't he have a run or something like that where he rushed for like 10 yards? Tre'Davious White with another interception, almost two interceptions today. We shut down their passing game. Shut down. Like, it wasn't even something. He had a couple nice passes where he connected on a couple small things or a couple plays, but there was nothing that was, by any stretch of the means, concerning, critical, oh no moments for us. Rushing the football. Let's talk about them rushing the football. Today they had 17 rushing attempts for what looks to be 77, 85 yards. They had 160 total yards on offense today. Our defense shut them down to the point where they had 160 offensive yards today. Now, that sounds incredible, but what you need to understand on the flip side of that Broncos defense is good. That is not That is not a defense that's struggling. That is not a defense. That is not, you know, when I think of the bad defenses in the NFL, you're not thinking about the Denver Broncos defense. And this is where we should be. This is what should be giving us hope. This is what, you know, I came into this game not with expectation, but with hope. But I'm beginning to have expectation, as we talked last week, about peaking at the right time. And what we saw from our offense against a good defense, a good Denver Broncos defense, should give us expectation for what we're going to see in the coming weeks as we are now in the driver's seat, headed into some very difficult football games. Listen to me for a second. Josh Allen today was 15 of 25 for 185 yards. And I know what you're thinking. He didn't throw for 300. He didn't, in fact, throw for 300, or 200, rather. I don't know that it matters. I just don't know that we're living in a world where it matters if Josh Allen throws for 300 yards in a football game. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think anybody cares. It doesn't. If it shows up as a W on the chart, who gives a crap? 185 yards throwing today in a weather game. This was the game plan that we were looking for. This was the game plan that was necessary. This was the game plan that was needed. And I'm here to tell you that it seems like and appears to me that for the very first time in a long time, that our coaches are doing what it takes to win when they need to do it. Building game plans around things that matter, like the weather. We ran the ball down their throat today. That is an imposing and formidable front four on that football team, on that Denver Broncos football team. Not only was Josh Allen successful, not only was Josh Allen efficient today, he threw two touchdowns. Do I even need to tell you about the 34-yard long pass touchdown that he just dropped in the breadbasket? Dropped in the breadbasket for John Brennan, and what a catch. Not only was it a great catch, but it was almost a travesty that the officials, at first glance, called that an incomplete pass. I don't know what they were looking at. I was watching this football game on my iPhone, and I knew immediately that he caught that football. Immediately that he caught that. The only thing I can think is that they took into consideration what the defensive backs were doing, and the defensive backs were doing what the defensive backs should have been doing. They were calling it an incomplete pass immediately. If I was a defensive back and I got beat that bad, that's exactly what I would do. So they called it incomplete. But that was absolutely laid right in the breadbasket. What an incredible throw. What an incredible catch. The patience that he showed. 15 of 25, 185 yards today, two touchdowns. The interception, it clearly got away from him. Carson Wentz threw a similar pass and one in his game today where he just released it at the wrong spot. It happens. It didn't hurt us. Quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions, and I'll be honest with you, if he's going to throw one interception every six games, I'll take that. The Buffalo Bills today on the ground. I'm doing math. I'm sitting here, like I said, in the Kansas City airport. I don't have any notes. So this is literally off the cuff. 21, 15, 35, 36, 46, 47, 48. 48 rushing attempts today. Well over 200 yards. They had 200 yards, I think, at halftime. Where are my notes? 144 yards rushing at the end of the first half. 106 for Devin Singletary. He hits his first 100-yard rushing football game. Frank Gore has 66 yards rushing today, goes on to be the number three leading rusher in yards in all of NFL history. Frank Gore is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Josh ran 10 times for 56 yards. Robert Foster, what an unfortunate situation that was, rushed for 22 yards, one rush. What a great run that was. And then Isaiah McKenzie actually hurt us. Hurt us on the stat sheet, one rush minus five. So what a game that this team put together today. I'm going to give you the wide receiver stats, just a couple of them. There's only really two to talk about. Cole Beasley, 6 for 76 and a touchdown. John Brown, 2 for 39 and a touchdown. This is 2 weeks in a row, Bills family, 2 weeks in a row that our football team has put together what I would call a complete football game. Still not a statement win. That statement win still eludes us, and who knows? Maybe we'll see it Thursday. With this offense playing the way that it is against that defense that it played today, with our defense playing the way that it does, the way that it has been playing, I think there's a chance that we could beat the Cowboys on Thursday. I think there's a chance that that could be the statement game, the Buffalo Bills are for real game for this team, for this year. And the good news is even if it isn't, if we drop a game on Thursday against the Cowboys, our season isn't over. We are in the driver's seat. We are in the driver's seat. Our own destiny is in our hands for the very first time. And I don't mean in our hands in the sense of we just have to win out. That's not what I'm talking about. We can do the things that we need to do. We don't have to be mistake-free. We can continue to trust the process. We can continue to progress. We can continue to grow and learn as a football team. And all roads right now are pointing at the playoffs. 83%, I think, was the number that ESPN has us, or 82% chance to make the playoffs right now. It would be a colossal letdown at this point. Which, yes, we have seen before as Bills fans. This is a different team. This is a different team, guys. This is not the Buffalo Bills of the past. So I've got some notes here I want to go over briefly as I'm still getting awkward looks from people walking by. And I'll get a picture. I'll get a picture out there for you guys to take a look at. The battery on my laptop's dying. I don't have any Wi-Fi service. I'm going to have to connect to my phone to get it to upload, I think. I'm sitting here and I've got notes just that I jotted down while I was watching the football game. The first thing that I have, and I'm just going to go through the notes, and this is going to go through pretty much as the game kind of unfolded. The first note I have on my iPad are the hard counts by Josh Allen. This kid, and all it does is speak to things that we've talked about in the past, primarily the fact that he is growing into what I would call a savvy veteran. We have seen him do things this year, whether it's catching defenses in late personnel changes to catch them offsides, or just different things like this, the hard counts. This is just one of those things that he does, and he does well. It's one of those things that gets overlooked because not a lot of quarterbacks do it, and he does it well. He did it so well today, he caught our own guys twice. And the broadcast announcer said that, you know, they're going to need to get him to stop doing that because clearly we've got a little bit of lack of focus. Tyler Kroft on the first one, Devin Singletary on the second one in the same series. I think it was within three plays of each other that it happened. But he is impressive on his hard counts. The hard part for me, or the concerning thing for me, is it's beginning to get predictable. So there's a moment where it's like, in this game specifically, I think there was three different times where it was like, he's going to hard count. They're not doing anything. He's going to hard count. And what they need to do is they need to go into a situation like that hard count and then snap the ball. Because I promise you that in those moments, the defense is on their heels. They are not ready to light up. But his hard count is impressive. I felt the defense today played incredibly well against a rookie, very young quarterback who's athletic. He squeaked away a couple times, got away. But the defense, they were doing things to confuse him. The announcers, the broadcast announcers were talking about it. Rich Gannon was specifically talking about how they were changing late, which was causing him to be delayed in his decision-making process, causing him to be delayed. Because he would come out and they would stand in one situation and he would kind of he'd recognize what they were doing or had some semblance of a recognition. And then from there, once he audibled or once he checked him in, the defense would then move. And it caught him on a delay of game once. But it by and large kept them very much off balance. What a player we have in Tre'Davious White. He is without a doubt the most underrated cornerback in the National Football League. And it was great to see Nate Burleson giving him love during the halftime show because he is not getting a lot of love. He is without a doubt the most underrated cornerback in the NFL. And not only is he the most underrated cornerback in the NFL, he is somebody that the Bills need to take care of immediately. They need to lock him up. I don't know where, what is he? He's a three-year player, right? This is his third year. I don't know that they need to go into year four with him hanging on the vine. You've got the resources. You've got the ability. Make the kid happy. He's not going to get cheaper. Tre'Davious White is never going to be cheaper to re-sign than he is right now. Think about that for a second. If Tre'Davious White stacks another season on top of the season he's having this year, he is going to break the bank. He is not going to stay underrated, under the radar, much longer. The question is, would he even be open or willing to start negotiations this early? Can he? I don't even know what the rules are. I could be talking out my rear end right now. There might be rules in place that within the first contract, a player can't re-sign or renegotiate until the contract is up or within a certain window. So who knows? But whatever it is, if they can do something, they need to do it, because this kid is good. I loved when he got when he had the one penalty, the defensive holding penalty, and he went over to the referee that called it on him, looking for clarification, looking for exactly what it was that he did that the ref didn't like. Because I think you guys know it, but the refs, every ref game to game is different. And what refs game to game will allow and won't allow is very different. Whether it's the hand checking and the infighting or certain grabs and touches by both the wide receiver or whoever, the tight end and the cornerback, the defensive backs. So I love that he immediately went over to the referee, to the official, and was like, okay, what was it that you saw? What did I do there that you didn't like? Because more than likely, whatever he did or was doing has been allowed by officials in the past. I thought that was tremendous. Smart kid. Loves Buffalo. Super talented. Had an interception today, almost had two. He's a ball of energy. This is a kid that I want to be a Buffalo Bill for a very long time. Get it done. Get it done, Bills, Buffalo Bills. Brandon Bean, get it done. Get this thing taken care of. I got some first half notes. I loved, as I think I already said, I loved the game plan today. I loved the game planning all the way around. All three phases today, absolutely killed it. Devin Singletary, I don't want to say that I was reluctant to believe when the Bills drafted him, but, you know, we hear these things and we read these things on social media and media outlets, and Devin Singletary, as much as he was touted by a lot of the experts and by a lot of the people, he wasn't necessarily viewed by the nerdy stat guys, the PFF guys and stuff like that. Well, there was, I don't remember what the figures were. I don't remember what the abbreviation was, but there was a something about ball carriers, and I'm totally going to mess this up. Something about ball carriers, what they do when they have the ball, proficiency and tendencies and different things and how they overall encompass and evaluate running backs. He was like the worst in this year's draft. The Bills took him in the third round. Short. Didn't have a great history out of the backfield receiving the football, catching. But this kid is showing exactly why the Bills took him in the third round of the draft last year. The Buffalo Bills are building something. I said to you guys, it was either last week or the week before, that you need to enjoy the journey. You need to enjoy whatever it takes, whatever you need to do, whatever you need to focus on, whatever you need to concentrate on, whatever you need to eradicate from your mind. and stop worrying about you need to do, because you're going to miss it. You're going to miss what this team is putting together, what this organization is building. Devin Singletary, Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins grabbing the linebacker and Devin Singletary, picking them both up, carrying them 5 yards farther down the field. Mitch Morse, who got injured today. Ed Oliver. Jordan Phillips. Shaq Lawson, if they re-sign him. I don't know how anybody can be anything but amazingly excited for what not only the rest of this year could show us, unfold, but just thinking about the fact that I can't remember what the number was. It was, they said it today in the broadcast, 18 of the 22 starters currently are under contract, and the Bills have $90 million to spend next year. I just want you to think about that for a second. Cole Beasley, John Brown are both under contract. I loved the fact in the game plan. I said it a couple weeks ago that if this offense is going to develop an identity, that I think that identity should go through both Cole Beasley and Devin Singletary, and today we saw it. And then continue to get John Brown his touches. Now, today, John Brown did not get all of his touches that he normally gets. However, that the wind was a factor today. I'm gonna tell you something. The game plan today, if they roll that game plan out there against the Eagles and the Hurricane, we probably win that football game. So Josh Allen hinted last week or this week on Wednesday that they think they found an identity, and then he said something that was funny to me, which was that the identity is whatever it takes. But today was not a whatever it takes identity. The Bills are beginning to put something together. They're beginning to put an identity down so that we are beginning to know what to expect. Now, I don't know that I have a word for it. Maybe somebody smarter than me, whether it's the Cover One guys or whoever, can kind of give us a feel or an idea of what this identity is, but there's an efficiency there. There's an expectation. There's an execution by this team. We've talked about it. I don't remember. It's come up on broadcasts. I'm almost more confident when this football team is 3rd and 12 that we're going to execute it than when it's 3rd and 6 or 3rd and 5. And that is absolutely 100% a Josh Allen thing. The change of pace today with Frank Gore was perfectly done. And yes, I know there was a time and there was a moment there where he was getting close. I think he was within 3 yards or 1 yard of getting to number 3 all time. And they began to force the ball to him a little bit. And that was probably a little bit of Josh Allen doing what Josh Allen we know has responsibilities, and he has authority at the line of scrimmage. My guess is he was trying to get it for Frank. And the funny thing is when Frank finally got it, it was almost like, yeah, whatever. Threw the ball back to the official. The announcers are freaking out. They're like, no, keep that ball. It didn't come over the broadcast or the stadium speakers until I think a play or two later. But the change of pace today with Frank Gore was incredible. Super smart. 144 yards on the ground at halftime against a formidable Denver Broncos defense. I still think Cole Beasley, I wrote this note going into the third quarter, that I still think that Cole Beasley needs more work. They need to get him into the offense more because he is consistently our most open, our most available receiving threat. And they did. They did start to work him into the game. He obviously had that touchdown in the third quarter, and holy crap. Holy crap, that third quarter touchdown. I don't know how much you caught or if you could hear Josh Allen on the broadcast, if you could hear him, but he audibled into that play. and then he flipped it. So he checks, whatever play he called or whatever check he had at the line of scrimmage, he changes the play, and then you heard him yell, flip, flip. Now, I'm just assuming, I could be wrong, that that changes something in the route or something in the protection scheme. But Josh Allen totally, that play was totally on Josh Allen. He was responsible for it. Beasley ran an incredible route, and Josh Allen just painted him with the ball. I don't know, I've said it 17 times over the last couple weeks. I don't know what detractors from Josh Allen, what more they need to see from this kid. If you don't like him, or if you haven't started to like him by now, your life as a Bills fan is going to suck for the next 15 years. Because this kid is turning into something. And the pace at which he's turning into something, I prefer over the explosive, come from nowhere, all of a sudden one day, doing Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson things. Because every time we have seen a quarterback explode onto the scene, 3 years later they were out of the NFL. Or they're a backup somewhere. Quarterbacks that take time to progress, quarterbacks that have a life arch or an arch as far as a timeline in their development, whether it's 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, where they're growing game by game, minute by minute, sometimes play to play, have much, I'll just say in my opinion, and you could probably find stats to prove me wrong, but in my opinion, have much longer, more prolific careers than the ones that explode on the scene. And I can give you names. Jim Kelly, John Elway, Dan Marino, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. None of the guys that I just named for you exploded onto the scene. Every one of them had challenges, went through a period of progression, learning how to play football at the NFL level, took one step at a time, many times took three steps forward and then a step or two back, and then five steps forward and a step or two back. It's incredible what we're watching, what we're seeing. If there's one thing that I'm overreacting to today, it's not only Josh Allen, but it just seems like that this team is peaking at the right time. And I'm overreacting to it hardcore. I am full of energy, full of excitement and anticipation right now as a Bills fan. I'm going to be wrapping it up. I've been getting weird stares from people walking by me for the last 32 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this thing up with a couple more things. The Robert Foster injury, man, what a bummer. The only thing that I would bring up about the Robert Foster injury, other than it was just at a really bad time. He had two catches. He had that really great run. I think it might open a window or open an opportunity for Duke Williams. For me, there's a weirdness to the inactives and the way that the Bills staff is putting their team together on Sundays. And it's getting to the point where we're not going to be in a position to criticize them because they're doing the right things and they're doing what they should be doing as a staff. However, there's a similarness for me as it pertains to Robert Foster and Isaiah McKenzie, meaning that they're very similar players. And the only player that's different from all of them is Duke Williams. And I think the team could benefit from having Duke Williams in the lineup. The only thing, and I heard this week, and I don't remember who I heard it from, it might have been Steve Tasker, is that Robert Foster has special teams requirements, and he plays on special teams, whereas Duke Williams has not or does not to this point. So as much as the Robert Foster injury is kind of a bummer for him and for us, it opens an opportunity for Duke Williams. So we're going to get to see what this kid can do. We're going to get to see it on a national stage this week. My guess is Duke Williams is going to, he's going to be in the game, and he's going to be probably a big part of that game plan this week. Shaq Lawson had sacks number 4 and 5 today. The kid's gonna get paid. I don't know if the Bills are going to pay him. I still don't know if he fits this scheme well. He was obviously, if you remember, I believe he was drafted by Rex Ryan in Rex Ryan's last draft. However, the way he's playing and the effect that he is having on the football game, he's going to get paid. The question is who's going to pay him? Ed Oliver's coming on. Ed Oliver had another sack today, and then he had a half or a help sack and assist sack with Starr, who showed up for a second time on the stat sheet. Take a moment, if you will, to think with the progression that we're beginning to see in Ed Oliver. I want you to think just for a second what it's going to be like when we get Horrible Harry back in the mix. My note here after that just says, quite simply, wow. Wow. But Bills Mafia, that's all I've got for you. It is, I'm 35 minutes into this thing. Once again, I'm at the Starbucks in the Kansas City airport, relishing in an incredible win. The second complete game that we've seen our team put together this year. The Buffalo Bills are 8-3. And after a lot of trash talk from Broncos fans, a lot of trash talk, the Bills literally put them to bed this week. I don't want to say it was an embarrassment, but it was almost an embarrassment. The Bills put them to sleep, just mud stomped them. And what a great game it was. I'm excited. I'm just full of a ton of energy. I am overreacting to everything that I saw today. I appreciate you guys listening to me. Once again, this is the Overreaction Sports Podcast. I am, as I tell you every single time, Joe Miller. I am your host. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. I say it all the time as well. I would love to have you guys interact with me, talk with me. Friend me on, or I should say follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you back. I love talking Buffalo Bills. I love talking football. I love debating. It never gets mean. It doesn't have to be ugly. It can be friendly. We can absolutely have conversations about our Bills. And right now, if there isn't a more fun time to be talking about it, man, I don't know what else you guys need. But this has been incredible. This is exciting. And I'm here for it, and you guys are here for it. We got 5 weeks left. We got a game coming up on Thursday, nationally televised on Thanksgiving. Get excited, fam. Get excited. Go Bills.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.